South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are talking condos, South Florida condo development with condo veteran Neil Fairman. Neil's been a developer for the past two decades, president and founder of the Plaza Group Real Estate Developments. They do hotels, high-rise luxury residents, retail, projects all around town. He's reshaped communities and spurred real estate trends throughout the Southeast Florida market. Neil, welcome to the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, too. I really enjoyed sitting down with you on the ULI Condo Conference Board of a committee, and so it really is a pleasure to have you on the show. Neil, before we get started and talk about the market, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Canadian-born, raised in Montreal, moved to Miami in the late 80s, and started developing shopping centers and some office because the residential market was pretty weak then. We then started building high-rise condos, both in mostly in Broward County. We built the Palms, which was two 32-story buildings on the ocean between Sunrise and Oakland, and went on from there and built the Ocean Palms in Hollywood next to the Diplomat on the ocean also. And we're presently building the Marina Palms.
Whoa, so Marina Palms, that means there's a little bit of a water feature there.
We are building a 112-slip marina with two buildings. Each one has 234 condominiums in it, 468 in total. One of them is sold out, just the penthouses left. But the second building, we started marketing mid-December. We've sold about 60 between now and December, so we're very encouraged with the market.
Well, if the penthouse is left, I'm the king of North Miami Beach and Aventura. Maybe I need to move in there. Honey, are you listening? Let's get our pennies together and call Neil tomorrow. Now, Neil, everybody is always wondering, where are we in the condo cycle? Most people have a long enough or short enough memory to know that we go up, we go down, we go left, we go right. This time, it's kind of different. How do you see the market today, demand, let's say? How does demand today, this time of year today, compared to the start of the season last year, the season, Miami season? Now I'm talking about up north. It's really not a season anymore.
You're right. It's not seasonal. We do just as much business with the South American market during the months of June and July as we do with the Northeast market during February and March. Basically, the market here is sold out of present inventory. There might be 1,500 units from the last cycle that's left. There's very little coming on market this year. There's three or four projects. They may have 500 or 600 units coming on, and there's no inventory. We're seeing about 50 buildings under construction and being developed right now. Most of that inventory will come online in late 2015 and 2016.
Well, if all the inventory is coming online in like 2015, 2016, I'll just say it this way, at the same time, are we going to have another condo bubble, or are they delivering a different type and quantity of supply?
It's a different situation. First of all, the developers are collecting 40, 50, and 60% deposits. So the people are going to be closing on those units. Nobody's leaving that kind of cash behind. Secondly, these units that are that we're talking about delivered are almost all sold out today with those high deposits. So the only way this inventory is going to come back on the line online is during the resale market. Now, these people bought in at a good price, so they do have room to be able to make a profit and sell, but a lot of them are end users also.
So, you know, here's one of my issues with what's been going on today in the condo market. They're building for people that don't live here. The people that live here can't buy the condos under the current condo pricing model. And although I will say, as I got an email today, that 95% condo loans are back. We'll talk about that maybe a little later in the show. So, you know, what's the dynamic that's going on? You got these Latin American and foreign, you know, offshore buyers. They're buying the condo, but yet there's nothing going on in the local market. What's with that?
These foreign buyers have been pretty smart. they've been buying the condos at the right price in pre-sales or existing inventory that was here about 18 months ago. And what they're going to do is sell to the retail buyer who doesn't want to put up the 40, 50, or 60% deposit. They're basically bankrolling the inventory for the end buyer.
So I've got Raul from Venezuela building for Saul from Aventura?
You know, that's not far from the truth. The other thing is that some of these South Americans do want to have a presence in Miami. They want to live here part-time. They want their kids to go to school here. They're worried about the situation as far as security back home. They're worried about the inflation and the eroding currency that they have. So they're very happy to leave money here. Another thing that's quite important is they are not currently having an easy time opening bank accounts and keeping cash in the banks in South Florida because of the Know Your Client rules. The easiest thing for them to do is to buy a piece of real estate and know that it's secure and it's a tangible asset.
Now, what's the difference that a U.S. buyer might be seeking that a foreign or offshore buyer is seeking? In other words, are you designing units for the offshore buyer that won't be good for the local buyer? And the reason I say that is because the last cycle, we had a bunch of people build buildings that were apartment buildings, but they weren't. They were like condo, but they weren't. They were like in between. So are these buildings being built in between?
Well, there's two types of product. One is a for rent product that the investor is buying, and you know it's a smaller unit that has a rentable square footage so that he can meet what he needs to do as far as his investment.
Okay.
For the most part, we're building. I can speak for ourselves. We're building larger units. Our average size unit's over 2,000 square feet. It's for the family who wants to be in a waterfront community and is not really considering renting it. He's considering living there, spending time there, having his boat there.
So, for instance, I go, and most of the rental tenants that have families, they got a 2 or 3 bedroom, they got an office, they got the kid in the one room, then they get too big, they call you.
That's exactly what's happening. The smaller units, are basically being rented, and slowly but surely, the U.S. residents that the baby boomer is that needs a smaller apartment because the kids are gone are buying those units. And slowly but surely, that rental market is shrinking because there's less and less inventory when the end buyer buys them.
Okay, well, we're going to probably be due for a break now. I know Oscar's going to kill me for going there a minute or two early before his fingers are all set. Can I go to a break now, please, Oscar? We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back. I got like 10 pages of questions. I should get to 3 of them. We'll be right back after this. We'll come back with more Neil Fairman talking condos in South Florida. This is great. All right.